Chapter 7. Discovery. Andy began to doubt whether I had been concerned in it or not, but with all his management he could not bring it about to get at me. At last he was so perplexed that he was quite desperate, and resolved he would come into my chamber and see me, whatever came of it. In order to do this, he contrived it so that one day after dinner, watching his eldest sister till he could see her go upstairs, he runs after her. "Harkee, sister," apostrophe says he, "where is this sick woman? May not a body see her?" Apostrophe apostrophe yes, apostrophe says the sister, "I believe you may, but let me go first a little, and I'll tell you." Apostrophe so she ran up to the door, and gave me notice, and presently called to him again. "Brother," apostrophe says she, "you may come if you please." Apostrophe so in he came, just in the same kind of rant. "Well," apostrophe says he at the door as he came in, "where is this sick body that's in love? How do ye do, Mrs. Betty?" Apostrophe apostrophe I would have got up out of my chair, but was so weak I could not for a good while, and he saw it, and his sister too, and she said, "Come, do not strive to stand up. My brother desires no ceremony, especially now you are so weak." Apostrophe no, no, Mrs. Betty, pray sit still, apostrophe says he, and so sits himself down in a chair over against me, and appeared as if he was mighty merry. He talked a lot of rambling stuff to his sister and to me, sometimes of one thing, sometimes of another, on purpose to amuse his sister, and every now and then would turn it upon the old story, directing it to me. "Poor Mrs. Betty," apostrophe says he, "it is a sad thing to be in love. Why, it has reduced you sadly." Apostrophe at last I spoke a little. "I am glad to see you so merry, sir," apostrophe says I, "but I think the doctor might have found something better to do than to make his game at his patients. If I had been ill of no other distemper, I know the proverb too well, to have let him come to me." Apostrophe what proverb? Apostrophe says he, "Oh, I remember it now. What, where love is the case, the doctor's an ass. Is not that it, Mrs. Betty?" Apostrophe apostrophe I smiled and said nothing. "Nay," apostrophe says he, "I think the effect has proved it to be love, for it seems the doctor has been able to do you but little service. You mend very slowly, they say. I doubt there's somewhat in it, Mrs. Betty. I doubt you are sick of the incurables, and that is love." Apostrophe I smiled and said, "No, indeed, sir, that's none of my distemper." Apostrophe, we had a deal of such discourse, and sometimes others, that signified as little. By and by he asked me to sing them a song, at which I smiled, and said my singing days were over. At last he asked me, if he should play upon his flute to me. His sister said she believed it would hurt me, and that my head could not bear it. I bowed, and said, "No, it would not hurt me." "And, pray, madam," apostrophe said I, "do not hinder it. I love the music of the flute very much." Apostrophe then his sister said, "Well, do then, brother." Apostrophe with that he pulled out the key of his closet. "Dear sister," apostrophe says he, "I am very lazy. Do step to my closet and fetch my flute. It lies in such a drawer," apostrophe naming a place, where he was sure it was not, that she might be a little while a looking for it. As soon as she was gone, he related the whole story to me of the discourse his brother had about me, and of his pushing it at him, and his concern about it, which was the reason of his contriving this visit to me. I assured him I had never opened my mouth either to his brother, or to anybody else. I told him the dreadful exigence I was in, that my love to him, and his offering to have me forget that affection and remove it to another, had thrown me down, and that I had a thousand times wished I might die rather than recover, and to have the same circumstances, to struggle with as I had before, and that his backwardness to life had been the great reason of the slowness of my recovering. I added that I foresaw that, as soon as I was well, I must quit the family, and that as for marrying his brother, I abhorred the thoughts of it, after what had been my case with him, and that he might depend upon it, I would never see his brother again upon that subject. That if he would break all his vows, and oaths and engagements with me, be that between his conscience and his honor and himself, but he should never be able to say that I, whom he had persuaded to call myself his wife, and who had given him the liberty to use me as a wife, was not as faithful to him as a wife ought to be, whatever he might be to me. He was going to reply, and had said, that he was sorry I could not be persuaded, and was a going to say more, but he heard his sister a coming, and so did I, and yet I forced out these few words as a reply, that I could never be persuaded to love one brother and marry another. He shook his head and said, then I am ruined, apostrophe meaning himself. And that moment his sister entered the room, and told him she could not find the flute. Well, apostrophe says he merrily, this laziness won't do. So he gets up, and goes himself to go to look for it, but comes back without it too. Not but that he could have found it, but because his mind was a little disturbed, and he had no mind to play. And, besides, the errand he sent his sister on was answered another way, for he only wanted an opportunity to speak to me, which he gained, though not much to his satisfaction. I had, however, a great deal of satisfaction in having spoken my mind to him with freedom, and with such an honest plainness, as I have related, and though it did not at all work the way I desired, that is to say, to oblige the person to me the more, yet it took from him all possibility of quitting me, but by a downright breach of honor, and giving up all the faith of a gentleman to me, which he had so often engaged by, never to abandon me, but to make me his wife, as soon as he came to his estate. It was not many weeks after this, before I was about the house again, and began to grow well, but I continued melancholy, silent, dull, and retired, which amazed the whole family, except he that knew the reason of it. Yet it was a great while, before he took any notice of it, and I, as backward to speak as he, carried respectfully to him, but never offered to speak a word to him that was particular of any kind whatsoever. And this continued for 16 or 17 weeks. So that, as I expected every day, to be dismissed the family, on account of what distaste they had taken another way, in which I had no guilt, so I expected to hear no more of this gentleman, after all his solemn vows and protestations, but to be ruined and abandoned. At last I broke away myself in the family for my removing, for being talking seriously with the old lady one day, about my own circumstances in the world, and how my distemper had left a heaviness upon my spirits, that I was not the same thing I was before, the old lady said, I am afraid, Betty, what I have said to you about my son, has had some influence upon you, and that you are melancholy on his account. Pray, will you let me know how the matter stands with you both, if it may not be improper? For, as for Robin, he does nothing but rally and banter, when I speak of it to him. Apostrophe Y, truly, madam, apostrophe said I, that matter stands as I wish it did not, and I shall be very sincere with you in it, whatever befalls me for it. Mr. Robert has several times proposed marriage to me, which is what I had no reason to expect, my poor circumstances considered. But I have always resisted him, and that perhaps in terms more positive than became me, considering the regard that I ought to have for every branch of your family. But, apostrophe said I, madam, I could never so far forget my obligation to you, and all your house, to offer to consent to a thing which I know must needs be disobliging to you, and this I have made my argument to him, and have positively told him that I would never entertain a thought of that kind, unless I had your consent, and his father's also, to whom I was bound by so many invincible obligations. Apostrophe, and is this possible, Mrs. Betty? Apostrophe says the old lady. Then you have been much juster to us than we have been to you, For we have all looked upon you as a kind of snare to my son, and I had a proposal to make to you for your removing, for fear of it. But I had not yet mentioned it to you, because I thought you were not thorough well, and I was afraid of grieving you too much, lest it should throw you down again. For we have all a respect for you still, though not so much, as to have it be the ruin of my son. But if it be as you say, we have all wronged you very much. Apostrophe, as to the truth of what I say, madam, apostrophe said I, refer you to your son himself. If he will do me any justice, he must tell you the story just as I have told it. Apostrophe, away goes the old lady to her daughters, and tells them the whole story, just as I had told it her, and they were surprised at it, you may be sure, as I believed they would be. One said she could never have thought it, another said Robin was a fool, a third said she would not believe a word of it, and she would warrant that Robin would tell the story another way. But the old gentlewoman, who was resolved to go to the bottom of it, before I could have the least opportunity of acquainting her son with what had passed, resolved to that she would talk with her son immediately, and to that purpose sent for him, for he was gone, but to a lawyer's house in the town, upon some petty business of his own, and upon her sending he returned immediately. Upon his coming up to them, for they were all still together, sit down, Robin, apostrophe says the old lady, I must have some talk with you. Apostrophe with all my heart, madam, apostrophe says Robin, looking very merry. I hope it is about a good wife, for I am at a great loss in that affair. Apostrophe how can that be? Apostrophe says his mother, did not you say you resolved to have Mrs. Betty? Apostrophe apostrophe a, madam, apostrophe says Robin, but there is one has forbid the banns. Apostrophe forbid, the banns. Apostrophe apostrophe says his mother, who can that be? Apostrophe even Mrs. Betty herself, apostrophe says Robin. How so? Apostrophe says his mother. Have you asked her the question, then? Apostrophe apostrophe yes, indeed, madam, apostrophe says Robin. I have attacked her in form 5 times, since she was sick, and am beaten off. The jade is so stout she won't capitulate nor yield upon any terms, except such as I cannot effectually grant. Apostrophe explain yourself, apostrophe says the mother, for I am surprised. I do not understand you. I hope you are not in earnest. Apostrophe, why, madam, apostrophe says he, the case is plain enough upon me, it explains itself, she won't have me, she says, is not that plain enough? I think 'tis plain, and pretty rough too. Apostrophe, well, but, apostrophe says the mother, you talk of conditions, that you cannot grant, what does she want a settlement? Her jointure ought to be according to her portion, but what fortune does she bring you? Apostrophe apostrophe nay, as to fortune, apostrophe says Robin, she is rich enough, I am satisfied in that point, but 'tis I that am not able to come up to her terms, and she is positive she will not have me without. Apostrophe, here the sisters put in. Madam, apostrophe says the second sister, 'tis impossible to be serious with him, he will never give a direct answer to anything. You had better let him alone, and talk no more of it to him. You know how to dispose of her out of his way, if you thought there was anything in it. Apostrophe Robin was a little warmed with his sister's rudeness, but he was even with her, and yet with good manners too. There are 2 sorts of people, madam, apostrophe says he, turning to his mother, that there is no contending with. That is, a wise body and a fool. 'Tis a little hard I should engage with both of them together. Apostrophe, the younger sister then put in. We must be fools indeed, apostrophe says she, in my brother's opinion, that he should think we can believe he has seriously asked Mrs. Betty to marry him, and that she has refused him. Apostrophe, answer, and answer not, say Solomon, apostrophe replied her brother. When your brother had said to your mother, that he had asked her no less than 5 times, and that it was so, that she positively denied him, methinks a younger sister need not question the truth of it, when her mother did not. Apostrophe my mother, you see, did not understand it. Apostrophe says the second sister. There's some difference, apostrophe says Robin, between desiring me to explain it and telling me she did not believe it. Apostrophe, well, but, son, apostrophe says the old lady, if you are disposed to let us into the mystery of it, what were these hard conditions? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, madam, apostrophe says Robin, I had done it before now, if the teasers here had not worried my by way of interruption. The conditions are, that I bring my father, and you to consent to it, and without that she protests she will never see me more upon that head. And to these conditions, as I said, I suppose I shall never be able to grant. I hope my warm sisters will be answered now, and blush a little. If not, I have no more to say till I hear further. Apostrophe, this answer was surprising to them all, though less to the mother, because of what I had said to her. As to the daughters, they stood mute a great while, but the mother said with some passion, well, I had heard this before, but I could not believe it. But if it is so, then we have all done Betty wrong, and she has behaved better than I ever expected. Apostrophe nay, apostrophe says the eldest sister, if it be so, she has acted handsomely indeed. Apostrophe I confess, apostrophe says the mother, it was none of her fault, if he was fool enough, to take a fancy to her. But to give such an answer to him, shows more respect to your father and me than I can tell how to express. I shall value the girl the better for it, as long as I know her. Apostrophe but I shall not, apostrophe says Robin, unless you will give your consent. Apostrophe I'll consider of that a while, apostrophe says the mother. I assure you, if there were not some other objections in the way, this conduct of hers would go a great way, to bring me to consent. Apostrophe I wish it would go quite through it, apostrophe says Robin. If you had a much thought about making me easy as you have about making me rich, you would soon consent to it. Apostrophe, why, Robin, apostrophe says the mother again, are you really in earnest? Would you so fain have her as you pretend? Apostrophe, apostrophe, really, madam, apostrophe says Robin, I think 'tis hard you should question me upon that head after all I have said. I won't say that I will have her. How can I resolve that point, when you see I cannot have her without your consent? Besides, I am not bound to marry at all. But this I will say, I am in earnest in, that I will never have anybody else, if I can help it, so you may determine for me. Betty or nobody is the word, and the question which of the two, shall be in your breast to decide, madam, provided only, that my good-humored sisters here may have no vote in it. Apostrophe, all this was dreadful to me, for the mother began to yield, and Robin pressed her home on it. On the other hand, she advised with the eldest son, and he used all the arguments in the world, to persuade her to consent, alleging his brother's passionate love for me, and my generous regard to the family, and refusing my own advantages upon such a nice point of honor, and a thousand such things. And as to the father, he was a man in a hurry of public affairs and getting money, seldom at home, thoughtful of the main chance, but left all those things to his wife. You may easily believe, that when the plot was thus, as they thought, broke out, and that everyone thought they knew how things were carried, it was not so difficult, or so dangerous for the elder brother, whom nobody suspected of anything, to have a freer access to me than before. Nay, the mother, which was just as he wished, proposed it to him to talk with Mrs. Betty. For it may be, son, apostrophe said she, you may see farther into the thing than I, and see if you think she has been so positive as Robin says she has been, or no. Apostrophe this was as well as he could wish, and he, as it were, yielding to talk with me at his mother's request, she brought me to him into her own chamber, told me her son had some business with me at her request, and desired me to be very sincere with him, and then she left us together, and he went and shut the door after her. He came back to me, and took me in his arms, and kissed me very tenderly. but told me he had a long discourse to hold with me, and it was not come to that crisis, that I should make myself happy or miserable, as long as I lived, that the thing was now gone so far, that if I could not comply with his desire, we would both be ruined. Then he told the whole story between Robin, as he called him, and his mother and sisters and himself, as it is above. And now, dear child, apostrophe says he. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.